Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Good morning and welcome to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, Director of Marketing at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, and my co-host and partner in good, Miss Crystal Clark.
Good morning.
She's here with me.
As always.
She has to be on account of my, mental issues, right? Your Power, Your Money is a conversation about how you can take control of your money. You can find us right here each Friday morning at 9:06 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3, or check out our podcast content on supertalk.fm. Look for Your Power, Your Money, and you can listen to us anytime. Okay, Crystal, Our topic this week, smart money choices that you can make in the new year.
That's right.
And we'll do that a little bit later, right? Go ahead.
So that's right. Smart money choices you can make in the new year. You can plan ahead.
Wait, I think I know what's coming next.
It starts with a B.
Okay, it's not Beyonce.
You can budget.
You can budget. Okay.
You can be the Beyonce of your own budget.
Oh, golly, that's a t-shirt.
And you use the new year for a new start, and we will talk about a little later in the show. We'll give some good examples of some things that you can do, like start a savings account, come to First Mississippi, link with a financial advisor.
Well,
a counselor.
And I'll tell you, this will be the third show during the holiday season that we have done that relates to holiday scams and that sort of stuff. And, let's talk more about those scammers and fraud this holiday season because it's so important.
It is.
Here's some statistics. Americans are expected to spend over $240 billion, and that's with a B, nationally, with the majority of those dollars being spent online. Now, according to the FBI, online fraud is a $12 billion problem. That's just in the 1 year, right?
That's a lot of bees.
Literally, thousands of websites pop up. Huge part of this is online shopping scams, of course. They're looking for clicks with the sole purpose of getting your personal information. So the message just is to slow down, look at the site for misspellings, typos, odd use of language. We've mentioned that. Looking for the secure, symbols of the site, the little padlock in the upper left corner, using HTTPS in the URL.
And another thing is, if you see something online that is too good to be true, it probably is.
I heard that.
Let's say the item is $250 regular price at a local retailer or even online. Then you see it offered for $50. That should pop up some red flags. That should be suspicious. There are so many scams out there. Me and you both have had these delivery scams sent to us via text message and email. So just be on the lookout for that. Be cautious. Again, take your time.
I saw this local news story this week talking about delivery scams and that the U.S. Postal Service locally is warning that these kinds of scams are on the rise. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about, I've gotten two in this last week. So I wanted to just, read a little bit. Here's the text I got.
Okay.
It says U.S. So U.S. Post. You have a USPS parcel being cleared due to the detection of an invalid zip code address. The parcel cannot be cleared. The parcel is temporarily detained in prison. Please confirm the zip code address and the information in the link within 24 hours. So they're giving you some immediacy. They are, some of the language, the parcel is temporarily detained. That's not common language.
And see, that affects someone, because if you know you're ordering online, you're like, oh, I might freak out. Like,
that's
where's
right.
my Christmas stuff? You're going to click on that link. So just, again, be cautious. If you see someone trying to rush you, again, that 24-hour little timeline that's rushing you to go ahead and make those, irrational decisions.
Well, that urgency.
Yes.
Right? And it's easy. You get caught up in the hustle and bustle. You're shopping. And if you're like me, you're not shopping ahead. You're, Crystal's already done with her shopping, y'all. By the way, my limit is $250. Don't spend more than $250 on my personal
Okay. Right. That's my budget.
That's a lot of bourbon. Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of bourbon. But anyway, going back to this, it's great to support small businesses or companies that, you know, aren't the usual big box players, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But you got to be careful.
You do have to be careful. And this might feel like a tired subject, but Your Power, Your Money wants to educate and empower our listeners. So that's why, you know, we're trying to repeat this message. It never goes away. It's not going to get old. You'll hear it again next year.
That's right. Well, it's going to be prevalent for a while, mm-hmm. I think, as automation, or rather using online shopping, has gotten so prevalent. Mm-hmm. We've just closed one door and opened another. We used to talk about the holidays, be careful, you know, leaving your packages where they're available for someone to break a window and steal them. I mean, you know, and sometimes these groups come through a town. They're not even from here.
That's
we're right here on the interstate. So, you know, it's a little bit of a issue. So why don't we take a quick break right there? And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about holiday scammers, and we'll get, you know, into some of the ways that you can plan for the coming year. So you're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Supertalk 103.3. Stay with us. At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, your power is your money. We've been empowering this community for over 50 years by being there for our members. We're a trusted friend, a member of the family, someone who has your back when it comes to money. Our goal is to make the lives of our members better by giving them the skills to be in control of their financial future and the tools to make that future bright. First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, let us show you what your money can do. Yes, credit unions can do that.
Supertalk Meridian cares for our community. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. to Grind, Grace, and Growth as we interview movers and shakers that are making a positive impact in our community, and they need our help this holiday season. So join us as Supertalk Meridian cares for our community as we highlight all of the wonderful organizations that are doing a great job of making a difference and a positive impact in our community.
Welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, and with me, my secret weapon, Miss Crystal Clark. You know, Your Power, Your Money is brought to you by First Mississippi mm-hmm. Federal Credit Union. So let's jump back into a little bit of the fraud discussion. You know, be extra careful while shopping on social media. A lot of these scammers, you know, really are playing on not just our heartstrings, but the familiarity of doing this stuff online.
That's right.
And, you know, it's really, I wish we could say we don't have to do a show about this.
We do.
But this is critical when it comes to your money, because we've seen some real tragic things.
It's important to know how to protect your money. So we've talked about this during the holidays. You're in a giving mood. You want to help those who are less fortunate. And if you're not sure, don't do it. Again, trust those instincts. They will pull on your heartstrings to get you to give or to give out your personal information.
And that's really what they're trying to get, mm-hmm. right? Ultimately, now, you know, are they going to stop at getting $200 as a donation?
No.
No. Once they get that personal information,
they're going to take it as far as they can.
Yep. It's going to be, you know, pets in need, kids in need. We just want to call attention to this as much as we can, because mm-hmm. it's out there. Everyone is susceptible.
I have an experience with someone playing on my heartstrings. It was around the holiday seasons, and I was working at another institution, and this person was trying to do a cash advance.
Okay.
And the story was that they fed me was that they were coming out of town to visit family.
Yes.
And when they got here, they noticed that the kids didn't have any beds to sleep on.
Of course.
So they needed this cash advance to go through so they can go buy mattresses. Of course, I'm like, what? The kids are on the floor? You need?
And I want to ask you a question. Would you go visit or stay with somebody that had no mattresses?
I'm going home.
Yeah, but again, no. I mean,
but
this is what we're trying to tell
you. It was like, oh, I got to help her. I got to see what's going on with this car. It was a scam, though.
Wow. Well, and so when it comes to these charity scams, and again, I want to mention, be careful of those QR codes whenever you see them. I mean, I'm a marketer. We try to use them a lot. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good there, but
You know, whether it's good,
it's scary. But now that you can use sites like Charity Watch or Charity Navigator to verify the charities are legit, make sure they're a 501c3 nonprofit. And if you donate to a nonprofit in that way, there's a tax deduction. Mm-hmm. So there's some benefit there. Also, let's not forget about Romeo scams. Mm. Now, this is not scams involving Jerome, Romy. Oh. Or Romeo, right? Mm-hmm. You know, someone needs money to fly to see a family member. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they're going to stay with a relative and they have no mattresses. Mm-hmm. The average loss, Crystal, per person on these kind of Romeo scams are, it's around $2,000. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, it's just like going to the casino and how much money people spend. You know, I'm going to spend $20, but there are other people that spend $20,000, right?
Yes.
The real estimate or the real impact of some of the Romeo scams is hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then, of course, when people are scammed, and you know, you've had this happen with the credit union, they don't want to talk about it.
Mm-mm, because they're embarrassed about it.
They are. And so these scammers, they pull pictures off social media and construct profiles that look real, but they're not. They use that to build trust and to pull on your heartstrings and lure you into what is called a talking relationship. So once you're going back, oh, I know this guy. Yeah, we talk online all the time. Have you ever seen him?
No.
So the biggest red flag is someone you don't know who asks for money or asks for gift cards, or they want you to invest in, say, crypto. Just be careful. If someone you don't know asks for money, I want to say don't give it to them. That feels like the wrong way to go, but it is absolutely the right way to go. It might just be their way of getting what they want.
That's right. So banking scams are out there, too. We have phishing or smishing scams.
And that's just email or text. Okay.
And then they get your, this is where they get your banking account information, and then that's really bad. You can get something like a link that say, hey, we're your bank or your credit card company, and you need to give us some information to log in and fix a problem. That would never happen personally at First Mississippi. If anything is going on with your account, especially your online banking, you're more than likely going to call us and say, hey, I have an issue.
That seems so secondary in my mind, but I get it now. I mean, we have all of our members' information, and that's a, we'll talk about checkups later, but you know, we have the information, so we're not going to call you.
We're not calling you, requesting
the
or
the IRS
you.
Is not going to call you.
Not
Lauderdale County is not going to call you. It's really scary how susceptible we are to this kind of thing. You know, so with all this progress comes this other stuff, and it's really kind of scary. So we're going to review that banking side there real quickly. Recognize what a phishing or a smishing, and that just means text messages, SMS, what those kind of things are, and just be aware. Never reveal your passwords. Don't click on links that you haven't asked for. And then when you think you've been defrauded, you know, report it to your bank, your credit card company, whoever you can. It really just makes a lot of sense to go on and do that. I want to go ahead and take another break. And when we come back, we're going to get back into a little bit of the scammer stuff, but also I want to talk about some things that we can do with our money in the new year. All right, you're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us. At First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, your power is your money. We've been empowering this community for over 50 years by being there for our members. We're a trusted friend, a member of the family, someone who has your back when it comes to money. Our goal is to make the lives of our members better by giving them the skills to be in control of their financial future and the tools to make that future bright. First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, let us show you what your money can do. Yes, credit unions can do that. Okay, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan, and my right-hand woman, as I like to call her, Miss Crystal Clark, she's right here. We're going to continue with today's Your Power, Your Money. We've been talking about holiday scams, and we want to talk about some positives that you can do this you know, in the future.
Yes, yes.
So tell me.
It's the end of the year, so, you know, we're getting ready. People are making their New Year's resolutions, and a part of that should be to get your end of the year financial health checkup. So with a financial checkup, this is the way that you can fix small problems before they become big issues. So with that, you can come into the credit union, speak with someone in member services. We can just go over, make sure you have the right information there as far as contact information, right. Emails. Make sure that you're taking advantage of some of the products that we offer that you may not be aware of. And again, a financial checkup guides you to review your financial goals.
That's so right.
This can be your planning period. And you can understand the options to move forward, like if you're taking part in some relief programs, like for mortgage help.
Right.
And also, it helps you manage income and expenses. So this is where the part where you know where your money is going, how your money is working.
That's the trusted financial advisor piece. And listen, we know a lot of our members aren't out there with, you know, millions of dollars and trying to figure that out.
You don't have to have millions.
You know, you really don't.
Mm-mm.
But I guarantee you when they drain your account of 20 and that's all you got, then there you are. You know, again, I know we're going to do some financial workshops around the city. We've got some things going on with Hope Village and the Center for Pregnancy Choices, a couple of folks like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to host some, workshop nights at the credit union. We'll be there after 5. We'll have a couple of folks there. We can teach you about online banking or the mobile app or go into some of those things. But the checkup will be the most important.
Yes, and it's a good place for you to ask those questions. You know, if you can't come during, you know, normal business hours, this is a great after-hour solution that, you know, we're going to have coming up. And again, the financial checkup can also help you explore options to help you pay down debt. So that may be a goal for, you know, year 2025 to have less debt, and a financial checkup can help you with that. And also assess your credit. A lot of people don't know where they stand with their credit score. Come and get in a financial checkup, setting up their online banking so you can see that credit score and you can see it moving from yellow to green.
Yes.
That will help you a lot.
It's that savvy money genie, as I call it. I know when I use my online banking desktop, I mean, it's so easy to just flip to the site, find where your balances are.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I dearly love is that my credit report or my credit score pops up in the bottom left corner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting. Here's the thing. If we don't make a payment on time, it might drop a couple of points.
Yeah,
you're going, whoa, wait a minute.
But you
on.
See how that affects
you
your score.
It, right. Mm-hmm. And I also see once I make a payment, then I see a couple
arrow.
Yep, and it starts to build. So it's a dashboard, really, but it's just a real credible way for you to keep your finger on the pulse
and
of your
it's
money.
Customizable too, so you can go in and you can set goals actually in their online banking app.
Yep.
And you can set goals and you can see, you can track it. So I like that part of it. But then you may be wanting to save more for next year. So you can come in and you can get some information about the different savings products that we have. We have a Christmas club. So if you want to start that so you can be ready for Christmas next year, any goal that you want to set, we can help you do that. And we also want you to come in and check out some of our CDs. We've recently had an increase.
Yes.
A rate increase on our share deposit certificates. So just come by and
a little bit of
see
free money out there.
Yes.
Well, there is no free money.
Make your money work for you.
Make your money work for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she says to me every morning at 8:35 when I get there. Make your money work for
make
you.
Make your money work for
well,
you.
And I'm joking, but it really is true that just spending a little time with your finances can go a long way.
Yes, and just building that relationship with your banker. You know, they want to know your goals. They want to know what's going on in your life. If you feel that something isn't right, talk to them about it, and we can lead you in the right direction.
And I'll tell you, the other thing that happens when you build that personal relationship with your credit union, and we'll talk about us at this moment, and something weird happens, we're more likely to understand that that is not you.
Mm-hmm. It's more personal.
It's, you know, and I'll tell you another thing. If you go to, you know, transfer, you know, a large amount of money, I mean, because of our relationship, we're going to be like, hey, what
you doing?
What's that? Let me know what's happening here. So it's good to have a trusted financial advocate. And, credit unions are all about, you know, that member cooperative, you know, pulling together for a common good. It gives you a little more ability to borrow money.
That's right.
But we want to help you grow your money as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, talking about the CDs, there's a little increase out there. You can see it on our website, which is FirstMississippiMS.com, which is FirstMississippi.com. And I'll give a little tease. We're about to roll out our new website with the new look and feel.
That's exciting.
It's going to be fun if I don't fall asleep before it happens. but, you know, the thing that I want to scale here for people is, you know, you may not have a lot of money, but try a CD. Usually they have a small amount minimum, like a $500 minimum.
Yes.
If you get a little extra money,
you may get it as a Christmas gift.
And that's right.
Investing yourself.
And that's the other point. This time of year, a lot of people get some sort of a Christmas bonus. Mm-hmm. Now, if you got just a turkey, we can't deposit that and make it grow into more turkeys.
No, that's a blessing, but you didn't have to pay for it.
It is a blessing, but you didn't have to pay for it, right? But so this time of year, there's often a little windfall of cash.
Yes.
And it's so easy. If there's something going on in your life where you just say, oh, wait,
I just got a Christmas gift. I got a nice Christmas gift, maybe from grandma. You may have, you know, she may be giving you $1,000. It may be birthday season.
That's right.
Anything that you get that's extra, I just want you to take some time and think about, like, what can I make this money do for me?
Well, and this is all part of the bigger step of budgeting and planning what's going on. And I guarantee you that having a better grip on this is going to only serve you. It just, you know, at first I felt, oh, this is a little intrusive. Why, you know, but no, that's not it at all. Come by, let us, you know, help you put together a plan. I encourage people to, you know, so there's other ways to save that can earn interest too.
Yes. We have the regular savings. We have First Beginning Saves account. So parents, if you're interested, and this could be a great Christmas present, opening up your child their own savings and checking account.
That's right.
It's going to teach them financial responsibility. They'll know how to come into the credit union, what to look for on their account. You know, that's a good learning curve.
I think it's a great gift as a grandparent to my grandkids. You know, if you don't have an account, we'll open that up. You know, if you're going to give them $100 for a toy or $20 for a toy, put that in the account.
Put it in the
account. And start that process because, listen, when you've got those skills, it's going to serve you. I think that's a great way to go.
And these accounts grow with you, too. So just because, you know, you opened it when they were a minor or a child, they can keep it as when they grow as an adult.
That's
so
right.
It grows with them.
Well, and I've talked about this. I'm in credit union land, you know, proper now, but I grew up on the Gulf Coast and have been a member of Keesler Federal Credit Union for years. That's how I established credit. That's how I bought my first car. And unbeknownst to me, my mother was teaching me, you know, exactly what you just mentioned. And hello, I woke up 60 some odd years later going, wow.
Oh, that's what she was trying to do.
That's what she was trying to do. So I can learn, people. Don't judge me.
I've had my account since, and I remember the day that my mom opened it at First Mississippi. I was in high school, and I was working at Old Navy, and I needed to cash my check. So I've had that account for a while.
A while. Because you're, what, 24?
I will be 34.
Holy. No, shout out
in
to Miss Cynthia and her cute new hair. I saw her at the Christmas parade. You know, great way to do it. I mean, get your kids involved in their money, and that control is going to last, you know, their whole life. I want to go back and review a couple of the other things, unless you've got some more build your wealth type things that we didn't cover. But while you're doing that, I went in to buy a gift card for our Secret Santa. And, of course, you know, listening to my own advice, I was like, wait a minute. All right, I'm going to the counter. I'm not going to go grab one of these out of the middle of the store.
Have you been, when I go somewhere now, I know, is this like the first thing I see?
I know,
like, okay,
I know.
Why they got the cards right here?
It makes sense. Now, but we can also do gift cards.
Yes, we can at First Mississippi. You can come by and purchase a gift card. Or we have something even better, a reloadable card. So you can use that money just like a regular debit card. Yep. Once you run out, you can reload it.
And all that can be done through the online banking.
That can be done through online
the mobile
banking.
App.
Yes.
I mean, we have all the fintech or the financial technology out there to make your life a little better. But
we just want you to use it. We want you to be educated about it. You know, we want you to feel confident, you know, when you're using these products.
Well, you got, I mean, frequency and repetition is what builds that confidence. It's also what builds trust. So you got to watch when people you don't know are asking you to buy gift cards to benefit puppies that need a home. I mean, it sounds kind of strange, but it's so true. It's not
and it works a lot.
Funny.
Yeah.
We see it a lot, and we just want to, you know, get in front of these type things. I want to go back over some of the online shopping, mm-hmm. Because I think it's, you know, well worth our time to kind of repeat that. Mm-hmm. So you want to shop on reputable sites, mm-hmm. but be advised that scammers can sometimes get in front of even the big boys. I had a little scam situation on something I was ordering mm-hmm. on Amazon, which I thought to myself last night, well, God, if I get, you know, gift cards again this year, is it going to work? So it's just worthwhile to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to look for that padlock in the upper left corner of the website and an HTTPS in the URL. But number one, just slow down. Inspect that site for errors. Look out for awkward language, mm-hmm. like, what was that, detaining my package?
Yes.
I feel like they're conflating things. Like I'm watching Lioness or something like
that. Trust your intuition, too. Like I said before, if it's too good to be true, if something feels off, if you're second-guessing it, I wouldn't do it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, there is no free lunch,
as
we've heard. Although, I mean, Shelly is going to buy my lunch today.
And you probably can't get a PlayStation for $50.
But it's not free.
Yeah.
No, you can't. I mean, again, these products, you know, have a wholesale value. Mm-hmm. So when you see something that is too good to be true, you know that it is. So let's talk again about that, using that one credit card.
Yes. So I like to tell people, if you're shopping, especially if you're shopping online or if you're walking into the mall or to these retailers, using a credit card is kind of like your best defense, because it's not linked directly to your checking or savings account.
That's right.
If something happens to that credit card, it doesn't affect your now money. You can do a dispute on that. You don't have to go through the credit union or through your financial institution. Normally, you can just do it on your app and dispute it. And credit cards are a little bit more lenient with refunding or disputing those purchases for you.
So I really like this idea. I'm sorry to say I hadn't thought of it, because the convenience of your debit card just makes everything easy. Mm-hmm. But so you're telling me designate a card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could be a reloadable debit card.
It could be a reloadable debit card. It could be a credit card from First Mississippi, too. We offer those.
That's right. That's right. But if you've got credit score issues, mm-hmm. and you're trying to rebuild, that's something we deal with all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't really thought about this, but it makes sense. If I'm using my money card, mm-hmm. the card where my check goes in, and that's where I pay my bills, you know, boy, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's a whole other pain when you can't pay your light bill because you've been scammed.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, and people are willing to help you, mm-hmm. but it depends on how far it goes.
Right.
I love this. This is actually the tip of the day.
Oh.
Try to find
a
card. That we do. We need a medal of some kind. It's really enlightening to see that. Well, all right. Listen, this has been a good show. Thank you, Miss Crystal.
As
Welcome
always.
Back here to the land of learning about your money. You know, all right. That is our time for the day. Thank you for listening to Your Power, Your Money. You can catch us each Friday morning at 9:06 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3. Or again, check us out on supertalk.fm to listen to any one of our shows at any time. You've been listening to Your Power, Your Money. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.